Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, I was doing a little cleaning, rearranging, etc. over the weekend, and I found this bag of popsicle sticks. So I thought, oh, that's kind of interesting. Sometimes it's just like, when did all that start? Where did all that come from? And the bag of popsicle sticks I have are already colored. You know, if you go to a craft store, you can get them wavy, jumbo, already colored. You know, it's not just a simple thing if you're going to talk about popsicle sticks for crafts. Now, if you're going to think about food, well, you probably just want the old-fashioned ones. Because, of course, there are forms that you can buy that you can make your own popsicles in the old-fashioned way in terms of, like, we think of the old popsicles. But you could also make them in other shapes and so on. Well, when did all this start? Well, the actual popsicle started when this little boy, I believe he was about 11, in 1905, left out on his porch a drink, a flavored drink that happened to have a stick in it. And in the morning, it was frozen. And he thought, this is kind of a good idea. Well, it took a while to develop. Remember, he was 11 in 1905. 17 years later, now he's has a family and he's doing some other kinds of things. In 1922, and his name was Frank Epperson, served his ice lollipops at a fireman's ball, and they were a huge hit. So he realized that, this has commercial possibilities. Even though this was an accidental invention, I wonder how many accidental inventions there are on record. Thousands, hundreds, millions, whatever. Anyhow, back to the popsicles, he said, I think this could be very popular. So he introduced the frozen pop on a stick to the public at Neptune Beach, which was an amusement park in California. And it was a big success. So he soon after applied and received a patent for the frozen confectionery. In 1924, he named it the Epsicle Ice Pop. So the name has progressed as well as some other things. And he began producing it in different fruit flavors on birchwood sticks. So he and his partner set up a royalty arrangement with the Popsicle Corporation, but he sold his patent in 1925. At the time, he was broke. It had been a success, but evidently he was spending too much money because now he's broke. He had to liquidate all of his assets to stay afloat. So the company Joe Lowe Company grew the brand as the popsicle gained popularity and much diversity. You know, we have the fudgesicle, the creamsicle, the dreamsicle, and all kinds of different spinoffs from the popsicle. So today, the popsicle brand is an American classic with more than 30 creative variations of the original. And I'm sure in different years, you know, different kinds of flavors are tried. And, you know, it's probably mango now, maybe one of the newer ones that wasn't even around a few years ago. 2 billion popsicle ice pops are consumed every year. And what flavor? If you were going to eat a popsicle, what flavor would you choose? Well, if you're like the favorites, cherry is the number one. And why popsicle? Well, that seems pretty logical why you would call it a popsicle, but it's assumed it came from combining lollipop and icicle to make it a popsicle. Now, just a little side note about, you know, there's always somebody trying to do something bigger and better, etc. And so New York in 2005 attempted to surpass the Guinness record for the world's largest popsicle, and they did this in the middle of Union Square. And they created a 17.5-ton strawberry kiwi frozen treat. But what happened? I mean, this is in the middle of the summer. What do you think happened? It melted. Now, remember, we have 17.5 tons of this frozen dessert, and it starts melting. It actually created a flood in nearby streets and created sticky slush. So that created a need for the firefighters to come out and wash down the sidewalks. Now, frozen treats are not new by any means. It was the popsicle that was the new idea with the frozen dessert on a stick. In England, it's called an ice lolly. New Zealanders, they're ice poles. And the Irish call them freeze pops. But frozen desserts were around long before we started talking about popsicles. Ancient Roman slaves were sent up to the mountains in the summertime to retrieve blocks of ice for their masters, which was then crushed and served with fruit and spice syrups. And Marco Polo enjoyed sorbets and ices when he traveled to the Chinese court. And in the early history of the United States, Thomas Jefferson entertained many visitors to Monticello with iced sorbets and freezes. No surprise that the frozen desserts have been around a long, long time. But it just took one little incident by an 11-year-old boy to get to the idea of popsicles. Now, I'm sure originally, you know, you ate the popsicle and you had the stick, and then somebody started saying, okay, what are we going to do with this stick? We don't throw anything away. And early on, I'm guessing you probably couldn't go to the craft store, the variety store, to buy a bag of unused popsicle sticks. Kids probably had to save them up. And, you know, with kids, they can be really creative to figure out what you could do with popsicle sticks or craft sticks. You know, popsicle is a patented word, so when you go to buy them in a craft store, they're not going to be labeled popsicle sticks. They're going to be called craft sticks or some other name that a company has come up with. As I mentioned, you can buy them, of course, regular, look just like the ones that you would get if you bought a popsicle. But you could also, because of the people thinking about how they could use these sticks, you know, then some manufacturer comes up with the idea, well, we'll make some bigger ones. We can do different things with them. Let's dye them. Let's color them. And let's also make them wavy. So I challenge you now to think about how many ways have you used a popsicle stick, or how many ways could you use a popsicle stick? The ones I found, I had used to make little signs, and I wanted the signs to be able to stand up and stick into, I think, some foam or something. So that was my little holder for the signs. But you can start, you know, you could use them on handles on a lot of different things. Use them as stir sticks, and, you know, you could use them as temporary markers for your plants because, of course, you can write and color on them. But if you use them as markers for your plants and you leave them outside very long, the color will basically disappear. The sun will bleach them out and you won't be able to read them. But they're great for starting plants. And or if you're going to give a plant away, you know, and you want it marked, they're kind of temporary markers when you're putting them in plants. But think about, because you can write on them, color on them, glue them together in lots of different ways. Just some old, well, maybe not old-fashioned paste. I'm thinking that would work, but it would take a long time to dry. Now we have so many glues that dry almost instantly and also dry clear and are also safe to use, so kids can glue away and, you know, if they get it on them or the table, it's okay. It can be wiped up or whatever. So you have lots of choices now when you start your project with the popsicle sticks. Not only do you choose the size and the color, now you probably going to choose how are you going to hold them together. What kind of glue are you going to use? Or are you going to tie them together? How are you going to hold those sticks together if you want to use more than one? Well, if you go online, you can find hundreds of ideas, the exact instructions for how to use popsicle sticks to get you started. I'm guessing, I've not checked, but I'm guessing most libraries would probably have a book that's illustrated and gives you instructions on what to make with popsicle sticks. It's nice because they're inexpensive. They're relatively easy to find. They're pretty safe. You know, you don't want kids running around stick one in an eye. But other than that, they're pretty safe. You know, they're pretty smooth. They're rounded on the edges. So they have lots of things going for them in terms of use. And I think they probably never grow old. If you give kids popsicle sticks to play with, pretty soon you're going to find out how creative they are. when you go to look at possibilities, for instance, online or in a book, you know, bookmarks, really kind of pretty ones, picture frames, put them together to look like a fish, look like a flag, look like an airplane. You could even make a three-dimensional one that actually might fly for a little bit. If you want to really be creative, you could create a game or teaching tools, you know, teach numbers, colors, all kinds of things. Make puppets out of them and create a story. Unending uses for popsicle sticks. Until next time, here's a thought. Whether it's a popsicle stick or something else, the easiest way to find something lost around the house is to buy a replacement.